So how are you all feeling, lovely ladies?
Good. Any questions about what we've covered to date so far?
I've just watched the latest YouTube, I guess, but it haven't finished. It calls Do This First to Commune with Your Spirit Baby Activity Meditation.
Yes.
Yeah, but I haven't finished it. It's only like 16 minutes. You have like 38 minutes. So it was really good though. I mean, the first time like you teach us how to connect with the Mother Earth and how all that. But yeah, it's only halfway through, so I haven't finished it.
Well, when you listen to it again, like once you listen to it the first time, it educates you on the energy hygiene that you need. And this is essential. Excuse me. I had some orange juice today and I don't know why I did, because it always blocks my throat. So excuse me if I have to clear my throat. But the video talks about energy hygiene, and this is what a lot of people don't teach. And it really must be taught to prevent you from getting bad experiences with meditation. When people dive deeper into their meditations, they can often get scared because things can come up, or they can be misled. So you think that you're talking to your baby or an ancestor, and it may not be. And on that note, let me just share something with you. A couple of days ago, I went to meditate, and I always ground and I protect, and then I start my mantra of Kuan Yin. And I've been doing this for years and years, but of course I always check Kuan Yin of the light. I wait for a yes. Kuan Yin of the light. I wait for a yes. Kuan Yin of the light. I couldn't get a third yes. And I was doing this so many times, and I thought, I'm just going to not even bring in that mantra because I'm not obviously connecting to Kuan Yin right now. And I just connected to Gaia. Mm-hmm. And I also worked with the mantra. Another time when this happened, I worked with a mantra, Soham. Soham means I am. So it's not another being that you're connecting through, or an entity like Gaia, like Mother Earth, but it's just that Sanskrit resonance, which creates geometric shapes in our body. Natural languages create geometric shapes. And the three natural languages are Arabic, Hebrew, and Sanskrit. The rest have all been constructed. So these languages hold a really strong vibration. The other powerful mantra that I use, if not probably the most powerful, is Allah. When I use Allah, because many people have been using this for a long time to commune with God, and it's just such a powerful resonance. So again, you need to check, Allah, creator of all that is, of the light, and then make sure you get three yeses, and then you can work with that vibration. Otherwise, work with others. But this is this kind of stuff I was teaching. So when you go back and watch this video again, you're already going to know the energy hygiene. You can just fast forward to the end bit where I'm holding that space for you, where you're able to commune with your higher self and or baby spirit. And sometimes you want to communicate through your higher self to connect to baby spirit. So you've got that optionality there. So just maybe make a note of the bit that you finally understand with the energy hygiene, apply that, and then you can keep listening to this over and over again, fast forwarding to that point to help you, because it was a very, very powerful meditation. And I didn't include everyone's comments because I recorded that one live, and there were a lot of positive comments coming up and saying that it was one of the deepest meditations. So definitely dive into that. I'm glad you started watching it. Because it is a really good way to commune with your baby.
Yeah, thank you.
I was going to say that I haven't watched it yet, but I saw the video this morning when I went on YouTube, and I thought, what a gift you gave to humanity.
Thanks.
I thought that was really generous of you, because to get access to be able to communicate with your child and not even be a part of your courses, I thought that was a real gift, and I trust that life will just bless you for doing that. No, seriously, because a lot of women want to, and there's a lot of women that you can go and get someone to do it for you, but the fact that you said here and you've put it up on YouTube, thank you.
Yes.
But other women that are not as fortunate as us to have got this from you, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you guys know, and now that you guys are subscribed to that channel, it's just a wealth of information.
It is.
So just keep, you know, keep watching those videos, because it's all there and it's all from the heart. And the thing is, if we can
get
so many women like you guys just in that vibrational state, we're gonna change the planet. Can you imagine that the children that are going to come through in this next generation? That's what we want, you know.
Exactly. I was going to say thank you for the course that you gave to us as well.
The Become VIP.
I have a is it possible, because I don't know how to book my one-to-one with you.
I'll give you the link.
Give me the link. And also, can I start my 30 days when I book with you?
Yes.
I wanted to, does it have to be, because I wanted to do it more of like towards the like next week.
Okay.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
I mean, if you go to my consultation page, so awakeningfertility.com/consultation, you'll see for the members section, you can just say there's a link to book and you just book directly.
Oh, I just booked there. Okay. I'll search for it. Oh, I didn't know. Okay. So I'll go there and book.
Excellent. Yeah. Do that. And then
I'll do my 30 days from then when I have the, that's perfect. Perfect.
You're very welcome. So that's the 30 day challenge, that we're talking about.
It was quite interesting because I did listen to the one on lack vibration and how we stay stuck in lack. It's very powerful.
Yeah.
You know, it's got me thinking. It might have even triggered a lot to make me think, my God, what am I thinking in lack? And so I'm looking forward to working with you, just doing my one-to-one at the time. And you know, I've been telling people about you. Anybody who's like 35 above, they just need to be with you, actually. I don't care if they're looking for you know, yeah, I can vouch. I've had a wonderful time.
Oh, that's wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that. Thank you. Yeah, and that's the thing, isn't it? We need to assess our lack beliefs and how they just come up and how we can easily be triggered into... But why not me? And why is it so easy for them? And that's lack. That's saying, you know, that's acknowledging that you don't have what other people have. And it's not that. It's, oh, great. They've got it. I must be next. It's in my realm, you know, where things happen collectively.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really, really, really excited. And I want to share this. I shared it with a couple of private clients earlier this week. But I seem to see that things happen in trends or waves, and a lot of my clients get pregnant in the same 2-week time frame. Mm-hmm. And I've had some recent announcements. One of my clients in her 50s has announced that she is pregnant. I'm catching up with her today. And so another client I recently just visited, and it was an incredible story. I'll be interviewing her later, and she's given birth to her beautiful little girl. And she decided to go the surrogacy route. She'd failed so many rounds of IVF. She decided to do surrogacy, and then she decided through all of that, oh, let's just, you know, make love around the right time anyway. And then she fell pregnant. The surrogate fell through, but she fell pregnant. She's given birth to her little girl. And it was just like, you know, she went through so much with so many failed rounds of IVF that just didn't work, and other assisted fertility means, but she's like, you know, all we had to do was just make love. But I think because she'd already given herself permission to not stress too much about it, you know, mm-hmm. when you've already made plans and thinking, because she honestly thought the surrogate would get pregnant. You know, the surrogate was not even in her 30s, in her late 20s.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it just gave her that permission to relax, surrender, to enjoy the moment of making love. Because mm-hmm. for a long time it was difficult to make love because they were doing so much IVF, and I was like, no, you still need to. She's like, no, we're sleeping in separate bedrooms. And I was like, no. You've got to, you know, still have that intimacy even if you're doing IVF, because you need those sucking hormones, and the body and mind need to be prepared for embryo mm-hmm. transfer.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, it all worked out, and I just feel that there's this swell of women who are going to be announcing their pregnancies. That's and I feel amazing. That you guys are all part of that. So
I'm looking forward to being a testimony. I might as well just put that out there.
Good. Yeah, exactly.
I was going to say to you that your Qigong, I'll do the 10. I've watched the whole thing first because I didn't understand Qigong.
Yeah.
But it's very phenomenal. I'm so excited to do it. because it's just you do something like with some ki and you're working on the chakras.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, I just feel, I'm in a state of feeling grateful, put it this way. I really am. It's just, I'm looking forward to do the energy work. I'm just trying to get my routine. So getting the routine, it's like, where do I fit it in? That's the thing. You know, I love, because it's all great. It's just, it's an hour. And I'm like, what do I do to fit it all in? Because there's so much things I need to do in the morning.
Exactly, exactly. And this is where it comes down to your focus.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes you have to get to bed earlier to be able to wake up half an hour earlier to do all this stuff. And it makes it worthwhile, because if you go to bed earlier, you know, your body's batteries, your adrenal glands will regenerate faster, because they start regenerating at 10 o'clock at night. So you want to be asleep by 10, not trying to get to sleep by 10. So that's why, you know, having this routine is really important. So if you guys still have questions next week about trying to work out your routine, and this is really important, because you want to finish this course having that routine and having practiced the routine and just able to continue.
Yeah, that's what I think I need to look at, my routine. Because
mm-hmm.
I was because I'm not going to bed early. I think I missed that part about sleep. Why do I need to go to bed early? Okay. If I know why, maybe I might do it.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's a good point. So we restore our body's batteries through our adrenal glands, which are situated just above the kidneys, which is why in traditional Chinese medicine or Qigong, any Taoist practice, Tai Chi, etc., reflexology, they understand the meridian lines, and the meridians that go through the certain organs, we call them the Western translation is like the kidney meridian, if it goes through the kidneys. And they say that the kidney meridian is the elixir of eternal youth. It is what really keeps the energy alive in the body. But it's actually, if you look at the anatomy of the body, it's the adrenal glands that are on top that are our actual batteries. Now, these regenerate. When we sleep at night, certain organs start regenerating at certain times. And the times for the adrenal glands is between 10 o'clock at night and 2 o'clock in the morning. So you must be asleep, and ideally in a deep sleep. Then you're fully recharged. I mean, after that, the body then processes other organs. But for you guys, for energy, we must have the energy that we need for fertility. So if you could be asleep by 10.
Right.
And therefore, you're ending your evening sooner, but you're able to wake up slightly earlier. If you can wake up half an hour earlier, just to fit in the ideal fertility.
I'm going to do that. I think it's definitely worth being in bed by 10.
Yeah. So asleep by 10 would be even better.
I got to be asleep by 10 so I can do my lovely Qigong.
Yes.
In the morning.
And you will feel $1 million. You'll have so much more energy, more mental clarity. You'll be able to communicate better with your higher self, with your babies, with your meditations, your guides. It's just going to be so much easier for you.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
My pleasure. And often when we're, you know, stressed and tired, we'll often go for naughty foods, and you're not going to have those cravings anymore, because you're going to be filling your body with the energy that it needs. So when you are stressed, it will take energy from your energy bank, which is what Qigong's about. So we don't just clear stagnant energy to improve circulation. We build life force energy. Qigong means to build life force energy, means energy cultivation. So we're creating an energy bank. So when you don't have enough energy, when you're feeling tired, when you're feeling run down, it would pull from that energy bank, not from any other organs, which is what, you know, it's been doing, or else you wouldn't have fertility issues.
Yeah. I understand.
Mm. And talking about sleep hygiene, because you might have missed that.
You've
got to have a pitch black room. That's very, very important.
Pitch black, okay.
So if any light comes through the cracks of your curtains, you want to seal that off. So you can have blackout blinds, do whatever you need to do so that you can have a completely black room. So no red lights, green lights, blue lights in the room. Turning Wi-Fi off, really important.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Was someone going to say something?
Yes, it was me, Fiona.
I thought it was you, Natasha.
I just wanted to say that because I've been working with you for a while now, but it's so true about the tiredness, because my energy levels now are so much better. And I'm not even doing all of this every single day.
No,
because, you know, with my work, it's always been challenging to fit this all completely in. But I am, you know, at least 4 or 5 times a week doing the Qigong, your meditations, the nutrition, the supplements. So I've had a cycle this month. And for the first time, I'm not completely horizontal. You know, yeah. I'm working, I'm up, I've got energy. I'm still a little bit emotional, you might hear, but I feel so much better in myself than I used to. And I want to say just thank you.
Oh.
Because it's taken some time to get here, but you've been so patient with it. So thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
It's been worth it.
It's a lifestyle and it's a gradual thing. And it's not like, you know, you have to do, like you say, you do 4 times a week, which is phenomenal. And that's really good. 4 times a week gets massive results. I started my Qigong journey doing it 4 times a week. And I was combining it with yoga and meditation. And I was noticing massive transformations for me. And that's when I just decided, you know, I had to get it out to the public. And that's when more and more people were saying, this is helping with fertility. And it's like, oh, is it? Well, let's focus on fertility. So, you know, this stuff is really powerful. And the fact that you're integrating it and you're seeing that you're not fully horizontal, which says your hormones are getting better.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
What does that mean, not being horizontal?
In pain. You know, we just have to lay down and...
Oh, sorry.
You know, you can't function some days.
I used to just sleep. Oh, I'd be absolutely shattered or just in bed. I'd have to make up excuses for not going to work.
Right.
But the last 2 months, last month, I've been working and very, very busy on my feet job, and I've managed to do it, and I've had energy, and I'm not losing my temper with my husband. My energy levels are just so much better.
Wow, that's amazing.
And I think I put it all down to this, and it's what Fiona's really encouraged me is just these little changes.
Yeah.
Every time, because I used to feel so bad that I would see the program and I need to do all of this, everything. But then I'd keep falling flat on my face, and she kindly, gently encouraged me just to do a bit at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm now here, and it's paying off. And I just, you know, it's amazing.
Yeah, and this is the Fertile Lifestyle course, which we're talking about, which is a 3-month course.
Okay.
And that's what helps, that's what gets an 80% success rate. You know, this
is... Where do I find that? It's a 3-month course. Is it on the website as well?
Yes. Have a look at the awakeningfertility.com website and you'll see the online course as a second tab.
I'll do that.
Have a big read through that. That's what's got all the 50-year-olds pregnant and having babies. That's the phenomenal one, because this Prepare for Pregnancy is a little snippet of what you get. Yeah, it's a lot deeper. When you're actually doing it, there's a lot in there. Like
a lot in there.
Perfect. I was speaking to a client yesterday, and she's like, "Where have I been? I didn't know any of this." She's like, "This is a full time job looking through this course," and it really is. Like it is. There's so much information, isn't there, Natasha? It's just you don't need to Google anymore. Everything is right there, and it's just this is what I need to do that I enjoy. It's like a massive smorgasbord. And you just pick and choose what you want to do for exercise, for mindset, for meditation, for everything. It's all there.
I think that's also the best bit, that I don't need to Google anything anymore, because you just don't know the quality of the information that's on Google.
Yeah,
exactly. To find a site and an information site that I know I can trust, and like your supplements, that's made life so much easier, because I'm not hunting around trying to find a brand and doing all that work of checking. It's just there, and I think, you know, because I keep coming to that site, I just buy my stock for several months, and then you know, it's one less thing for me to worry about.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, you've got to manage your stress.
Yeah.
Does it come with one-to-ones, or is it just the course?
No, you can have one-to-one options.
You can have the option to do one-to-one. Okay, perfect.
Yeah. I'll send you some more information about that.
Thank you.
Not a problem.
Would you be
able I'm not sure. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead, because I've spoken a lot.
No, I wasn't sure if you can hear me. I was trying to change my microphone, so I already tried 3.
We can hear you.
Clear. Great. So I have a question about Qigong, because I've been doing it on and off, and I know that's not ideal, but I've been doing at most 30 minutes per day, and like while I feel some strain in my back, some strain in my throat, and I was like, okay, I have to breathe in there. But then I got your Qigong video, from Vimeo, and I was like, awesome, because I really like it. I'm going to start trying it. And when I passed the 30-minute time that I was doing it, I started to feel very, very hot and sweaty and nauseous. I was like, okay, I need to push through this. But it was, I'm not sure what that is all about. So I wanted to check with you if I'm doing something wrong or if I just need to continue push through it.
No, thank you. Did you have the window open?
Yes, yes, I double checked.
Okay, not a problem. That was the first thing. The second thing is when you're practicing your Qigong and it, you know, creates that nausea or you're, you know, sweating, overheating, etc., or you're feeling like extra heat in certain areas, then this is highlighting to you the blockages that have been cleared. Incredibly powerful. So as long as you've got the window open, just keep breathing through it and it's perfectly normal. Like when I was clearing, you're like an onion, just releasing layer after layer after layer. And when I was doing that, I would be sweating, I would be shaking. Sometimes tears would be streaming. I wouldn't be crying, but just be a release of tears, just streaming, and it's just going with it, just releasing with it. And if you can feel heat in those certain areas, imagine your nose is at those areas, you know, your throat, your lower back, and you're bringing mm-hmm. that cool life force energy into that area, just, you know, releasing the old, bringing in the new. It is very powerful. You can slow down.
It did feel like a release, yeah, but it was very powerful. So I was like, okay, it feels like a release, but maybe I'm doing something wrong. I'm not sure.
No, you can't injure yourself with it, which is great. So that's a really positive thing as well. When your mind starts tricking you to say, oh, you know, pull out, this is not good. It's like, no. I physically know I could not injure myself doing this. Like there's nothing that could, you know, unlike yoga where you could be contorting yourself into a position. It's none of that. So it's important that you just breathe mm-hmm. through it. If it's too intense, you can always pull back. But if you can ride it, it's you being able to control your body. So your mind is saying, I'm holding this position and it's okay. Whatever comes up, I'm just releasing and I'm releasing. And what you're actually doing is pushing beyond the pain barriers in the body, which is going to help you with your birth. Mm-hmm. As you're rewiring your body to say, I am the master of my body. I am the master of my life. Like I am dictating what you can and cannot handle because our bodies mm-hmm. can handle a lot more than we realize. And they do this in the military. They say, right when you think that you can't handle anymore, yeah. you still have another 80% in you. They've done those physical tests. So when this Qigong stuff happens, it's like, you know what? I know I can hold this. You know?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I have to, I know from doing it before, I know that I have two points in my body that are very, very hard to, that I basically feel pain when I do Qigong, especially standing pose, which is between my shoulder blades and for some reason, my throat.
Okay.
I'm not sure why.
Shoulder blades is back of the heart. Now, what we do emotionally is things that we don't want to look at, like stuff that we hold, like resentment and forgiveness issues, we often have in the back of the heart region. It can also be an area where you're like stabbed in the back where people have you know, double crossed you for lack of a better term. So it's about you just clearing and bringing energy and love to that area and allowing that area to soften. The other thing that will help you is the self spiraling meditation in the online fertile lifestyle course to target the rhomboid area between the shoulder blades. And with the throat, this is your gateway to the top chakras, you know, this is where you're going to be able to access that higher wealth of information. So keep seeing this gateway opening and work with the color ice light blue, maybe doing some Qigong outside, looking up at the sky, feeling that connection through the throat and just allowing that opening to take place because there is that blockage there. That's why you're feeling the discomfort. So bring love and more life force energy to that area.
Great.
You can also, when you rub your hands together, when you've activated the chi between the hands after the tapping, you can always, you know,
hold your throat.
Bring that extra healing in through the palms of the hands. Crystals. I know you like crystals, like blue lace agate is really good.
Okay. I got a massive rose quartz that was calling me. And I've been using that, and that was great, but I felt that it's not enough.
Yeah, yeah. And when you get that message, follow through. So start looking at, mm-hmm. you know, light blue crystals, and you'll be drawn to the one that's for you because they call you, as you know.
Great. And the other question that I have for you is not related to this. It's more, I know we touched about dreams before, but in the last 2 weeks, I've been having like very vivid nightmares. And I'm not sure how to cope with that because they feel very vivid. And let's put it this way, I win in the nightmares.
That's
but
good.
But I sort of want to stop having them.
Well, sometimes these nightmares, it's an aspect of you that you're releasing and that you're clearing. So you're letting it go. And the fact that you're winning, it's like, okay, that part of me is now over, the part that wasn't serving me.
Okay.
Just create an intention before you go to sleep. And that is that in your dreams, you are clearing what needs to be cleared so that you can be the best version of you. Something like that. And maybe clear it in a way that's not as vivid if you don't want it to be as vivid, or if they're vivid for a reason. Be stronger with a message. I need to understand what that message is, that kind of thing. You can always journal as well to try and get that message.
Yeah, when I wake up from the nightmares, I usually ground and good. Work with Archangel Michael. So that's the way I was able to sort of go back to sleep. But yeah, I feel that there is a message behind this.
Yeah, and asking. Even asking Archangel Michael when you go to sleep, be really clear with the message for me and help me to stay grounded and connected to Mother Earth. Maybe Mother Earth is trying to give you the message or whatever. Just confirm it's of the light. That's important. Whichever being you're asking, be it Archangel Michael or Gaia or, you know. And remember that sleep technique where you open your heart before you go to sleep. And you wear your heart on your face and you're opening and softening, feeling vulnerable and just telling yourself, I love you, I love you, I love you as you go to sleep. That's very, very powerful, very important to do that.
Great. I have not done this before, so I'll do it.
That's in the course. But I know there's like hundreds of meditations in the course. So you may not
there's have so many. Come across that one. Yeah, actually, which leads me to the last question, which is actually a technical question regarding the course. I come to the end of my access, but I would like to have continued access. Is there a way that we can do that?
Yeah, did you not get an email that said how you can continue? I'll send that through. I don't know what has happened there. Yeah. You can easily continue.
Honestly, it's like a course for life.
The amount of women that say that, it's really, like, yeah, even when they're pregnant.
And I'm enjoying it so much. Like, I want to continue, even if I get pregnant, it's something that it's like helping my life move forward. So it's like, it's something that I really want to have.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm always adding new stuff. So the thing is, that's what everyone says. Oh, I still want access. Just because I'm pregnant, I don't want to stop access to that. So that's fine. Yeah, there's access you can get. So I'll just send you that email. That's really odd that it didn't come through. But I will check that with my new tech team and send that to you. And I've had a couple of questions come up, guys. Yes. So the YouTube video, I can attach the link for you. So it's just nice and easy. It's the latest YouTube video that came up that we're talking about and how to commune with baby. If you guys subscribe to the channel, you should get an alert. Like if you press that bell when you're in YouTube, and then you should get an alert. So when you next go onto YouTube, it just comes up straight away, or it sends you a little message to say this is the latest video that's come up. But every Wednesday there's a new video that comes up, and this video's title, just for ease of reference for you guys, is called "Do This First to Commune with Your Spirit Baby Fertility Meditation." Okay, so the next question that has come through is about ingredients. So Cassandra, what are these ingredients for? It looks like some kind of frothing agent, like shampoo or body wash or something.
They're my hair shampoos.
Okay. When you say hair shampoos, are there two lots of ingredients?
There's one for my conditioner. I started off in my shampoo, and then there's one, and I'm horrified by what it looks like because this is supposed to be a natural product. But I'm just horrified. I mean, I don't. Maybe these long words are okay, but it looks all scary to me.
Yeah.
I mean, sodium lauryl sulfate, is that
big no? That's not good.
That's a no no.
Big no no. So sodium lauryl sulfate, SLS, is the name. So when you have other shampoos and body washes, they'll often say that don't have it. No SLS. Like it's one of the things. No SLS. No parabens. No fragrances. That's what you want to be seeing as the main thing on the cover of the bottle. And then, so sodium lauryl sulfate is definitely one of the worst.
Then there's no point. I mean,
no, and it's the main ingredient as well. They list it in how much. So the most ingredient is listed first. The least ingredient is listed last.
Yes.
EDTA, avoid like the plague.
EDTA,
you can see that in there. Perfume's not ideal either, guys. Perfume is toxic. And I've got it here as parfum, P-A-R-F-U-M, but it's the same thing. Fragrance, parfum, it's got to be essential oils.
Yeah. You see, and this is supposed to be like, oh my God, you see what I'm trying to say? This is supposed to make, you know, your hair grow so well. And it's just, I don't know where the ingredient is to make the hair grow well. Do you know what I mean? It's like, if you listen it or look at it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It's $14.99 a bottle. I wouldn't mind. It's not even like it's $14.99.
Yeah, it's expensive. So you're expecting something.
Yeah.
It's too chemicalized.
Yeah, it's too chemical. Okay, that's fine.
Also, you've got the benzyl alcohol, which is a form of, you want to emit benzoate from the body. So that's in there. They call it different names depending on how it's delivered.
Oh, but sodium benzoate, yeah.
Yeah, sodium benzoate you don't want. And there's also the benzyl alcohol in there too.
Mm-hmm.
So
on a few things I've been looking at, like which say they're natural, which obviously they aren't, they say like benzyl alcohol and then in brackets naturally derived preservative. How can they get away with saying that?
Same with magnesium stearate. Some of them say it's a natural food grade derivative. Right. You'd have to contact the company and query that. And the thing is, you need to not only say like, can you please give me more information? Can you also prove that that is not harmful for the body and that is different to what the side effects are of, you know, normal sodium benzoate?
Okay.
Then they can't really give you some lawyer type spiel that's very vague or politician type spiel that's very vague, you know, when you just want a direct answer, like, you know, yes, this is fine for you and this is the proof. That's what you want. If it's anything else and they give you pages of waffle, maybe they find a different brand, but it could be. And if it is, please share it. And, you know, we'd love to promote it and maybe even say that to them. Like, you know, if this is fantastic that you guys say that, can you prove it? Send me the science behind it and I will promote this to everybody because this is fantastic. But if not, then I won't be buying from you again.
No.
I wouldn't include the last bit, but yeah. You want them to work with you on this one.
Okay, thank you.
But that sounds fantastic. Yeah, good research.
Okay.
Yeah, you're welcome. I got another question. I got my peace lily plant 30 minutes ago. Fantastic. Fantastic, Lanny. That's awesome. Yes, so peace lilies, they do require quite a bit of water on a regular basis, so just a little bit regularly. Mm-hmm. And then when the flower dies, you can just pull the flower out. But they love to be nurtured and groomed and, yeah.
Just, I recently got one and it wasn't doing so well. And I have a friend at work who's like really green-fingered and she said that peace lilies really like filtered water. room temperature filtered water because they don't like the chemicals in tap water. So,
sharing that.
Switch to that, and it's looking a lot healthier already. So,
just a tip
with peace lilies because they're so beautiful, and it started to wilt a bit. I was really disappointed, but it's looking a lot better. So,
thank you for sharing that.
It's okay.
And also, I can see your mother-in-law's tongue in the background.
Oh, yeah. Now, that one is really, really easy to keep, my friend says.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great. I love it. It doesn't even look real.
But, no, it doesn't.
But apparently, they don't need too much watering. They're quite tolerant. Like, you can go, like, 4 weeks and
exactly. It would be okay. Exactly. And it's a masculine plant, so it needs to be balanced with a feminine plant like the peace lily in the same room. And that's cleaning your air.
It's great, thank you for being
You're very welcome. It's good. Plants are like babies, aren't they? We need to
They are. I love having them. I went through a phase of not having any at all, and since I've had them, I'm really enjoying it.
Brilliant. So I've got another question that's come through. Okay. Ammonium lauryl sulfate. Now there is many other types of frothing agents, reading these ingredients. Now SLS, sodium lauryl sulfate, another derivative is ammonium lauryl sulfate. It's not as harmful as sodium lauryl sulfate, but ammonium's not ideal, which is why, for example, a lot of hairdressing salons are saying our clients don't want any ammonia in their colors and all that kind of stuff. So it's not ideal. I know that this brand is the cheapest of the best brands that you've mentioned here. It's really economical, but it's actually not as clean as you would like. I do honestly feel that Dr. Bronner's is the cleanest that I've come across. However, for shampoo, I cannot use Dr. Bronner's. Do you use Dr. Bronner's, Faye, for shampoo?
No, I don't actually. So I've been looking into this as well. So I had the Castile soap, but I realised that's actually can be quite harsh, I think, for your skin and hair over time. And they do also one called sugar soap, which is more for the skin and body. I've actually ordered some. I haven't got it yet. So I'm waiting on that because it sounds like it's more gentle.
Yes. Whereas
the other one, the 18-in-1 Castile one, can be used for everything, like as you said, from your laundry to cleaning your floors and everything. So I think it's a bit harsh probably for your hair, but I'm hoping the sugar soap one is going to be more gentle. So
I mean, I used it for my hair and because I thought, well, I haven't used it yet, and I was promoting it to you guys, and oh my goodness. It literally took days to recover. Like, I had to put so many conditioning treatments on my hair. I couldn't even put my fingers through my hair. That was from the Dr. Bronner's Castile.
Castile one, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll let you know what the sugar soap one is. It might arrive today, then I can give it a guess.
Years ago, I had a company create for me not only the body creams, but also some shampoos and body washes. And it has MSM, which is obviously going to help with getting rid of scars and regeneration, because MSM is also good for hair, skin, and nails. It's got the rosemary essential oils. It's got no parabens and SLSs and sodium benzoate. And we put it on the back burner because it was just, there were so many things going on. And now that I've got a collection of staff, this is something that I'm looking to get going next week. So
amazing.
Yeah, it's literally sitting there, just needing to compile it all together, get the right packaging, and which is another thing. It's really depressing with the packaging situation, because there is, in the US, for example, you can have hemp grade, what looks like plastic, and that's the kind of, you know, containers I want to have, and you just can't get it here in the UK so easily. So I'm trying to get the right stuff. Otherwise, it's going to be in glass, which is not ideal for the bathroom, but at least it's minimizing the plastic and getting, making sure it's BPA free pumps and stuff like that, which we have sourced, but it's not ideal in glass. But I think in the interim, we might not have any other option. There's a lot that goes into getting the cleanest stuff, but we've got the ingredients all there. It's all just ready to be bottled and labeled. So it is in the process.
Is this for the hair?
Yeah, hair. Oh, we got shampoo and body wash.
Would this wash be universal for different races?
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's safe for all skin types. It's based on a hyperallergenic eczema type skin. So for people with super, super sensitive skin, yes.
And also hair, in terms of like different race hair.
Yeah.
Is it universal?
It should be universal. Okay. You can always give it a go. And if it doesn't work, just send it back and we'll give you the money back. Okay. Yeah, but that, I'm expecting it should, because it's all natural. There's nothing harsh.
I'll try that.
And you know, yeah, we like to use citric acid as a preservative, which is just from fruit, mm-hmm. but not from mold. So we get the highest level citric acid, therapeutic grade. You can't get it from black mold. A lot of places make it from black mold. So you look at the ingredients and think, oh, that's great, but it's a just cheap derivative of mm-hmm. what it could be. Which is just natural citric acid. Yes.
I was going to ask you about dental care and pregnancy. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know if you mentioned that, like if you find out you're pregnant and you need to go to the dentist, I'm always wondering what happens, because you have to go and get your, I don't like pain, so it's like, oh God, you have to get the injection, and would that chemical affect the baby or...
There are some really good holistic dentists worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
So I would see a holistic dentist, because they speak your language. Mm-hmm. You know, they won't do a tooth extraction or fillings unless your vitamin D levels are really high. They'll do a filling, but they'll make sure that you've got good vitamin D levels. And they'll even check them for you if you want. Mm-hmm. They make sure that you're able to recover if you have to have a tooth extraction. So they get you on the right supplements for that. And they would understand the pregnancy restrictions as well. They wouldn't be giving you anything that would be harmful for you or for baby.
Okay, that's fine. I was always just, what do they do?
Yes. You'd have to go to holistic, like a standard dentist would not speak that language, but a holistic dentist. And there's so many of them all over the world.
So you just, are they in the UK? So
yeah,
just type in holistic dentist. Okay.
Yeah, type in holistic dentist. Give them a call. And just mm-hmm. confirm, because some people say they're holistic, because I have looked into this too. And then you ask them what makes them holistic. And sometimes it's not the holistic that you think it is. It's just very basic. Mm-hmm. So you want to just double check that what is the holistic service that they would provide. And even do it before you're pregnant, so that you know that when you are pregnant, they're the dentist.
Yeah, just in case. So what am I looking for? Ask for a holistic. What are the three things I need to say? That this is, because anybody can say anything, isn't it? So, is there any pointers?
Yeah. So you want to see if they use, for example, amalgam fillings. Like if you needed an amalgam filling, no holistic dentist would touch amalgam fillings.
Okay. Right.
Mm-hmm. So the amalgam fillings are the silver colored fillings.
Hmm.
And a true holistic dentist, for example, would be equipped to remove amalgam fillings, but giving you the right kind of supplements, like getting you on a supplement regime that would include things like zeolite, which is in our heavy metal detox, the Powerfully Pure Heavy Metal Detox, because mm-hmm. that is renowned for really clearing heavy metals from the body. So that would be extracting poisons quite quickly from the body. So they would understand about zeolite. They would understand the essential need for vitamin D3. D3 is what is the best vitamin D. It's the most easily absorbed. So that's what they'll be talking about. Mm-hmm. So you could ask, you know, do you recommend that we take vitamins? They'll always give you the choice for antibiotics. They'll never force antibiotics on you.
Yeah.
And they would, you know, just give you options for milder doses of certain things. And they wouldn't want to be sedating you too much. There's a lot of things that they would do. Just have a chat.
I might have, because I think I might need a tooth extraction. I'm thinking maybe it might be good for me to take it out now.
Yes, do everything before you're pregnant, because when you're pregnant, you are so limited. And a lot of the times, ladies, if you've had an underlying injury, for example, it comes to life again when you're pregnant. So try to get your back aligned as much as you can before your pregnancy. Also, when you realign your back properly and your pelvis is in the right alignment, you can get pregnant easier. So when you see a body therapist that can manipulate your body into the right position, check with them, tell them that you're trying to conceive, and say, what would be the best, based on your shaped pelvis, what would be the best sex position? Because they should be able to tell that as well. I mean, for you guys, in a nutshell, it's the deepest penetration, whatever feels the deepest. But if you're unsure, working with a bodywork therapist, they would be able to tell you, be it physio, chiro, osteo, kinesiologist, whatever, they should be able to help you on that.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Good question. All right, ladies, let's get started on today's topic. All right, we have lots to go through. Okay, natural killer cells. Has anyone come across that term before? Killer immunology receptors.
Yeah, I've been diagnosed with that.
Okay, so this is mild.
Mildly raised, but enough to warrant the immune therapies, which are quite scary.
Okay, yes, the scary ones, the Western medicine ones involve steroids to suppress your immune system, whereas the natural therapies, which you can get from a traditional Chinese medicine herbalist, potentially Ayurvedic as well, because, you know, they're a long-standing form of science. I'm not as au fait with Ayurveda as I am traditional Chinese medicine, but you can get specific medicinal mushrooms depending on your case and severity of natural killer cells. Some of the time it's with cordyceps mushrooms, and these are the common mushrooms that you can purchase, but because we're working with extracts, it's like giving you bucket loads of mushrooms that you physically could not eat in a day, but it's giving you the extracts, which is the potent form of them, in that consumable capsule form, and they'll be able to monitor to help lower your natural killer cells. Now, the sooner you guys can get on this, the better. Don't wait until you're pregnant, because actually, if you've got natural killer cell problems, you won't even last your pregnancy. So, you know, the way the body's designed is it's designed to kill off anything that's foreign. So if there's any disease like cancer that's forming, the body will raise its killer cells and kill it off. And when we have an autoimmune dysfunction, the killer cells are raised, which will trigger the killing off of an embryo, of your embryo. So that's what we don't want. There can be other versions as well of Western medicine that helps with this. So they can inject your partner's white blood cells into your body. It is a little painful. It doesn't always work. I've had clients that have done that and haven't been successful. It's completely up to you. I think the easiest way is the natural way, but the natural way takes longer. Western medicine is always a shortcut, but always has a payoff.
Yeah, there's the intralipid infusions as well, which I have had about four of.
I don't believe in them. I do not see how they actually
very controversial.
Very controversial.
Two when I did the IVF, and then I had some after that at a clinic in London, which was supposed to help towards getting pregnant naturally. But as I didn't, I stopped having them. But yeah,
I mean, I don't see how they actually work. I don't see how those ingredients actually suppress the killer cells. It just does not make sense to me. Whereas if you're working with medicinal mushrooms, it makes total sense.
I wonder who, I've no idea where to start with that, how to find a practitioner.
I can tell you a practitioner. His name is Dr. Trevor Wing. He's very famous for Eastern and Western medicine. He sounds Oriental, but he's not. He works for his company called Natural Gynecology. He's a natural gynae. That's how his term is, but he's very well respected in both Eastern and Western medicine fields. He's based in Southwest London, in his home clinic. It's a magnificent home clinic. He is very expensive, but it's worth you having a chat and seeing, you know, what he says. I mean, and then once you get, because you need a prescription for it. So you know, he can give you that prescription. He's open. He does work in with people. So if you can't be traveling to him the whole time to have the consultation, but you just want to continue with the supplements, you know, he can do that.
That's great. I'll make contact with him. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And ladies who have got access to the online Fertile Lifestyle course, there is a interview with me and him. You'll see that later. When you finish the course and you continue the course, you get access to a whole bunch of interviews and more recipes and all these things after those initial 3 months. And that's, you'll see him then, Dr. Trevor Wing. There's like an hour interview with him. He's fascinating.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. So, you know, it's due to stress. You know, your body has, when you have raised killer cells, your body is out of alignment. And then we know it's out of alignment because it's causing this autoimmune response. Now, we want to support your immune system. And I've had a lot of clients say to me, I don't want to support my immune system because my immune system's overactive as it is. And that's not the case. Your killer cells are overactive based on the autonomic responses in the body. So what we want to do is, if we can balance your stress, look at what is the core root of your stress. And often it's to do with our perception and how we are responding to that stressor. But if we can get to that core root and create some harmony, then that will disappear and the body will return to its state of natural health and harmony again. Mm. But we've got to clear that root. Yes, definitely. If you want to get the supplements in the meantime and facilitate, because if we can help the body every way we can. Remember the aspects that affect the cells are how we think, how we feel, the nutrition that we're bringing in and how we're detoxifying, etc. So when you're combining these healing modalities of managing your stress, doing the Qigong, doing the meditations, getting the right nutrition, detoxifying well, then it will help the natural killer cells. It has to, because it's just the killer cells are just activated because you're out of balance. There's that stressor there that's kinked the system. Just need to bring it back. It's curable. You don't have to do the extreme measures.
No, we sort of made the decision that I wouldn't take the steroids because the side effects are awful.
They are. I mean, I have had clients that, you know, when they do IVF and they have raised killer cells, they'll have to continue the steroids, low dose steroids. And even with COVID now, they've reduced the amount of steroid release. So the thing is, you can then heal yourself afterwards. You know, if you have to go down that route, don't be scared, just surrender to it and know that after I've given birth, I'm going to go on a protocol that helps to rebalance my system and restore my system. Because remember, everything is curable and healable. Yeah. It's just a timing thing. We've got to nip things in the bud sooner rather than later, which is what goes to, you know, any injuries that you guys have now, fix it now. Like, you know, Romy, you're saying about the pain in the rhomboids, do the healing meditations, get some manipulation, get it sorted now. Cause when you're pregnant, it can flare up and it's so much more difficult to treat then.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome, ladies. Right. Any questions before we leave? We've got, three more points, which we can cover tomorrow for regulating your cycle and preparing your womb and all that fun stuff. Any questions before we finish up for today?
No, thank you.
No.
All righty. Well,
just one quick one.
Yeah.
Fulvic minerals.
Yes.
Is that enough of a prebiotic or do you need additional prebiotics?
I would prefer, if you guys weren't fertility clients, I would say perfectly fine. But because you want to be having children and there's a massive link between poor gut health and having children who are on the spectrum of autism, I would recommend the best thing to do is have the fulvic minerals, which has got the prebiotics, probiotics. But if you can do a stool test and you can get someone to analyze that stool and to say, these are the strands of bacteria that you need in your probiotic, would be even better.
Okay.
I am looking into a company at the moment that can do this. There have been some recommendations from some of the clients in the other group. So I will piece this together and get you guys some information on that to make your life a little easier and less stressful. But there is a company that I have been in touch with. So I'll see that they can do that. And they're UK based, which is easier for the UK clients. And all right, no worries. I'll get that information to you guys shortly. All right, take care. Have a lovely day.
Thanks. Bye, everyone. Bye.